Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing the Ktiris on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that you learn from the pasuk v'chisa anan Ktiris that you have Mal Ashan, and also from the pasuk of Kiban and Iralak Ktiris. So the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim for? So the Gemara has a number of truths and why you need two psukim to tell you that you need Mal Ashan. You need a special asev called Mala Ashan in the Keteris to make sure that the smoke goes up properly, like the Mala Ashan could do. Rav Sheish's answer is, you need two psukim, one for Yom Kippur, and one from Shaya Meis Hashanah. So the Gemara is Mavur, that just like Mala Ashan is Ma'akev on Yom Kippur, it's also Ma'akev on Shaya Meis Hashanah. But the Rambam doesn't seem to pass in this way. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Perik Halacha Fei says, Chasim Nektaris Achas Bisamnea, Oy Mala Oshin Chai Misola. Shanem Vol Yomis Kibon and Iral Kaperis, to teach you that if you don't have the Onan, you don't have the Mala Oshin, there's a Chiv Misa. But Hilchas Klei Mikdash, when he's talking about the regular Kateris, he says, Chisa Achas Bisamnea Chai Misa, Shanasis Kateris Zara. But he doesn't say anything about the Mala Oshin. So it sounds like the Mala Oshin is only Din Yom Kippur, and not Shayim Meis Hashanah. In fact, the Mishnah Melech, but the Gemara here says, Rav Sheisha says, Ein Leil Be'am Mikapurim, M'Shayim Meis Hashanah, Minayin Tam Leim V'Kisa. So the Mishnah Melech answers, must be the Rambam held, that's only Rav Sheisha's pshat. But according to the other Amiram, you don't have it B'Shayim Meis Hashanah. And the Gemara increases by the Pitam HaKteris, where it says the whole dinim of the Kteris, and it says you put in a Mal Ashan, and then it says, M'Chisa Achas Mikol Samneh, Chayim Misa, doesn't mention Mal Ashan. It sounds like just a Samamanim. There's a Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel that's Mayrich about the Inyan of the Keteris, and he says that you should know there are only 11 Samanim in the Keteris. So when you're reading the Pitam HaKeteris, you start at Tzari Vatsiparin, those are the Samanim HaKeteris, Achas Asa Samanim Ayyaba, until Kinamayin. After that, there are different things, the Baris Kashina, and the Ayin Kafrisin, and the Melech Sedaimis, and the Mala Ashan, they're all not part of the Keteris. And then he says, and I think that if you don't have them, yaitza. Even l'chadchili, you can bring it without it. It's just not a mitzvah min a mufgar. But it's not ma'akev in the k'tayris. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara early in the Aflam and Ches says that the umnim, that Beis Haftinus was able to make the thing, the mitama va'ayla kamakal, and the umnims Alexandria couldn't do it because they didn't have a ma'ala ashan. So you see that they made it without a malash, and it was good. They had to get the base of Tinas back. I'll submit him in a mufgar. That's what he says. So the Mishnah Lamelech and other achrayim, the Beis Sheva, is matmiya. The Beis Yosef forgot this Gemara. The Gemara here says clearly malash is for kol yemei shoshana. But the Beis Yosef is going with the Shita Zeramam that the malash is only ma'akiv on Yom Kippur. You have it b'shayim yemei shoshana also, but it's not ma'akiv. He doesn't bring the ikiv b'shayim yemei shoshana. Granted, the Teis Shoshana, but the Aflam Ches tells us on the Beis Yosef's kasha. How could they have a Keteris without a Mala Ashan? He says that they had a Mala Ashan. The Umnim of Alexandria had a Mala Ashan, didn't have the same Mala Ashan as the Beis Haftinus, and they were able to get it to go with the smoke much better than the Alexandria. But about that, they had a Mala Ashan. But the Rambam Lechari learned that the Keteris of the Shayim Meis Hashanah, except according to Rav Sheshes, didn't have a Mala Ashan. I mean, had a Mala Ashan, but the Mala Ashan wasn't Ma'akiv Bechlal. Now, if you hold the Mala Ashan is Ma'akiv, or Bechlal, on Yom Kippur also, you can clear a Chakira. Is the Mala Ashan, the Pshat is, it's another Samamanim to put in the Keteris, it's not Keteris, but it's another ingredient to put in the Keteris. Is that the Pshat? Or no, it's not really an ingredient for the Keteris, it's a din in the Akhtara that the smoke has to go up, and the only way the smoke can go up is if you make the ingredient. Is the Ikad din to put in this ingredient, or is the Ikad din to have the smoke going up the result of the ingredient? See, the Gemara has another Teirut. Rav Ashi says, Chad l'mitzvah, chad l'akev. So Teirut asks Akasha, why do I need a pasuk l'akev? It says, Chukah. Chukah tells me all of Eidah Shemek Kippurim is ma'akev. So Teirut answers, that it's going on Shayim Meis Hashanah. The Ikov, Rav Ashi said, is going on Shayim Meis Hashanah. But the Teirut Hashanim says, that since putting in the Mal Arshin is not done on Yom Kippur, it's done in Erev Yom Kippur. So Chukah is not going on it. And he brings a riot, because the Gemara in Shnei Sirei Gemara in the sixth parak says that this mitzvah shishav memarim v'domu b'kayma is not ma'akev. Why? Because it's not done on Yom Kippur. It's done on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Mechaz Ram says, I'll tell you the svar is some achleikis. Taisus Yishanim held that it's one of the ingredients of the k'tairis. So there's a din, you have a k'tairis, and the Torah makes a mitzvah to put in another ingredient. So whatever's negayah to the carbon, that's not the avodah, that's the carbon. Preparing the carbon is not done on Yom Kippur, it's done on Erev Yom Kippur. So just like there's a din that they should look the same, you should buy them at the same time, and that's done in Erev Yom Kippur, even though it's the carbon that's put on Yom Kippur. But it's dinim of the carbon that's negated to the carbon itself, how the carbon looks, what the carbon is. Then that's not ma'akev, that chuk is not going on that. But Taisus holds that ma'ala ashen is not just the din being in the k'taris, ma'ala ashen is din in the akhtara. The akhtara has to be with the chisa and the k'taris. It's a din in the akhtara. So that's done on Yom Kippur. So the chuk would be ma'akev, and that's why he says the pasuk ma'akev would be going in Chai Yom HaShana. See, the Mechaskina clears the Shaila. There's a lav deraisa maskuntalei sasa kamayu. You can't make a replica of the k'tairis. So what if you did all 11 samanim, but you didn't put in the mala ashen in your replica? Do you got a lav deraisa for the kareis for maskuntalei sasa kamayu? Azei klei de Mechaskina kashayla. So, if you're like the Rambam, that it's not ma'akev v'shayim v'shana, so it's pashit that without the mala ashen it's a k'tairis. It's not ma'akev. But if you hold it is ma'akev, what's the din? Klaise for a shayla. So Kumbi is telling these two tzadim. If it's one of the ingredients and mitaka hold the mice, it's ma'akev, so you don't have a k'tairis without it. But if it's not one of the ingredients, there's another t'nai that when you mak to the k'tairis, it has to be mala ashen. But you're not being mak to the k'tairis, you're making a replica of the k'tairis and being over alive. So Kumbi without the mala ashen, the k'tairis is the k'tairis. It's just when you mak to it, it's not going to be mala ashen, that will be ma'akev. Falkapanim, you still made a replica of the Samania Kateris, and that's why you'd be able to lie.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.